Penguin Random House Audio presents Girl in the Dark by Anna Lindsay. Read for you by Hannah Curtis. Part 1. Light gets in. It is extraordinarily difficult to black out a room. First, I line the curtains with blackout material, a heavy plasticky fabric, strange flesh-like magnolia in colour. Not actually black. But the light slips in easily, up and over the gap between the rail and the wall, and at the bottom through the loops made by the hanging folds. So I add a blackout roller blind inside the window alcove. But the light creeps in around the sides and shimmies through the slit at the top. So I tackle the panes themselves. I cut sheets of cooking foil, press them against the glass, tape them to the window frames, but the foil wrinkles and rips, refuses to lie flat. Gaps persist around the edges, pinpricks and tears across the middle. I tape and tape, tape over tape, foil over foil, layer upon layer. Instead of neat sheets of foil tethered by single strips of tape, the thing is becoming wild installation art. But I can't stop. The light is laughing at me. It is playing deliberate games, lying low to persuade me that I have made an area secure. Then as soon as I move on, wriggling through some overlooked wormhole. The day beyond my window is an ocean, pressing and pulsing at my protecting walls, and I must plug a leaky dike, perpetually against its power. At last, I think I may have done enough. I lower the blind on my crazy patchwork of foil.